Well, how timely that we have Bishop Danilo here in the studios at AM 1260 The Rock. He is a regular guest on Table Talk. You've heard him there, I'm sure. And we're grateful to have him in person in our studio today for our Spring Spirit Drive. Bishop Danilo is the Bishop of the Ukrainian Eparchy of Parma, which, of course, Ukraine is all over the news today. And we're offering our prayers continually for Ukraine. Many churches throughout the Cleveland area because of the strong presence of Ukrainian Catholics in this area. So, Bishop, we're glad that you're here. Welcome to AM 1260 The Rock. Thank you for being here for our Spring Spirit Drive.
Thank you, and thank you for being good listener. Christ is risen. Indeed, he's risen, as we say during this Easter time in the Byzantine churches.
Absolutely. And so we celebrate that joy of Christ being risen, even though that these are difficult days, and especially for those who have loved ones in Ukraine and having to see the daily news reports. These are difficult days in some ways, and we rely upon some parts of Catholic media that help to relate that to us, to bring us the news of what's really happening in the country of Ukraine at this point in time. So we hope and we pray and we continue for that. Can you give us any updates or anything that you'd like to say about what's going on in the Ukraine right now?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you for prayers. Thank you for prayers of everyone who listens to the Catholic radio, the Rock radio. Also of the importance of radio. Keep in mind, Ukraine is 30 years independent now, and once again, the neighbor to north, the Russia, is attacking them. And for 75 years of communism, Ukraine was under the communism, yoke of communism, and radio, Vatican radio, any Catholic radios that were waves coming through Ukraine was the only source of knowing about God, knowing about Christ, and knowing about Catholic faith. Could you imagine those people? And they tell me, in those times, still 50s, 60s, 70s, even up to 80s, when there was Divine Liturgy, Mass on radio, they would stand, sit, and kneel the same way as you would when you attend Mass at your local parish. The reverence of those people and the importance of radio. I believe that some generation of Catholics in Ukraine and throughout the former Soviet Union were kept in a Catholic faith because of radio. So importance of our radio is as important as it was to those people who some generation lived under the communism.
And that's a testament, I think, to what we're doing here and to the good things that are happening, not only here with Cleveland and our Catholic radio, but also in the Ukraine. Before we went on the air, had mentioned a little bit about the presence of EWTN in Ukraine at this point in time and how they are helping to bring good news to those people who are suffering so much.
We just celebrated the Holy Week and Easter, and indeed, the cross of Christ was seen in the eyes of the universe as defeat of his teaching. But we Christians, we never look at the cross as a final word. We sang, Christ is risen, 3 days later. So even with the war that is destroying, that is putting wounds on this nation and wounds on everyone who has a heart, you know, if you see children and women and elder people being shot for no reason, you know, Ukraine never was a threat to Russia. Never historically for the 1,000 years, and even today, a lot of Ukrainians have families in Russia, but we are in this situation. I would ask people to pray for Ukraine, to keep them in prayer, support if they can, and tell the truth. That's the most important, and we can always do this through Catholic radio. So I encourage you also to give a gift to our Cleveland. I know when I came 8 years ago, there was the beginning of Cleveland Catholic Radio, how excited everyone was. We are in the 8th year, and I hope somebody, when we are already no longer here, 8 years from now, will be able once again to celebrate the Cleveland Catholic Radio. So be generous and listen to radio. There is always reality, truth, but there's also hope. We Christians are the people of hope.
I'd like if you could, you know, people I know you from your time on Table Talk, but also I think it's important for maybe some of our new listeners or for people who've just tuned in today to just briefly explain what is the Ukrainian Eparchy? What is the Ukrainian Catholic Church? Is it a part of the Catholic Church?
Yes, of course, we all know about the Roman Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church is a communion of 24 churches. The one large, the Roman Catholic, but there are also 23 churches of Eastern origin. And we are blessed here in the Cleveland greater area to have a lot of Slavs. So Romanians, Ukrainians, Ruthenians, Slovaks, we all belong to the Catholic Church, to that one big family. And our eparchy of St. Joseph is unique. We are covering from Cleveland to Key West, Florida.
Wow, so that is a large area.
12 states. And we were talking about importance of prayer, importance of knowing what is important in this life. And I believe sometimes God allows, like that situation of war, to wake up the society at large. We know, we see this, that probably every human being who believes in some value, Christian, Catholics, but even those who perhaps are not following yet Christ or God, they see atrocity in Ukraine and they are shaken and awakened that perhaps car, bigger house, vacation in Las Vegas or other places is not the most important. But my faith, some principles, a faith of my children or grandchildren is more important on the long run than just possessions. And how we can educate them? We can educate them even through radio. We can educate and bring those people closer to God, to tell them in the morning that, you know, just following pursuit of this world is not necessarily the only thing. It's important to provide, but we have to do it for some higher reasons, and definitely our faith, God, and walking with others. Catholic radio allows you to have a family. Family that can listen to you in Cleveland, in Akron, and probably through online in Ukraine.
Bishop, I was sharing with Father Brown this morning, I'm watching the news reports of, you know, I'm constantly keeping up on what's happening over in Ukraine. And I noticed when I'm watching the news reports, the Ukrainian people are very peaceful and very calm and very, they have an inner joy. Their presence is just very calming. Is that by nature, the Ukrainian people? They're a peaceful people.
We are, and we claim that second most beautiful language to sing after Italian is Ukrainian. And I would encourage, you know, the listener to listen to this. You know, this land was a unique opportunity for us to see Ukrainians and for probably larger Catholic and Christian and humanity to see what God is giving us. You know, we are sometimes wondering, you know, I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you welcomed me. I was, you know, hungry and you gave me food. This year, Poland, the Catholic population of Poland received 3 million Ukrainian refugees. They didn't put them in camps. They didn't create anything. They took them in their houses, monasteries, schools. You know, that's a real expression of life. You are talking about fundraiser. Maybe somebody, well, all of us, we have brothers, sisters, neighbors who don't go to church. Give to Catholic radio as a pledge that maybe through prayer, through listening to radio, they'll be able to be turned to God once again. So give it in memory of somebody in your family, your grandma who gave you faith, or mom who read you the Bible stories. You know, there are so many opportunities. We are not doing this for ourselves. Thankfully, we are already rooted with Christ, but we need that community, and we have to think about the next generation. We talk with Father about the Catholic Church. It's a mosaic. When you look at the mosaic, there are small pieces. Each and every one of us is a part of God's design of mosaic. If we are missing from this picture, we are no longer that beautiful mosaic. So I encourage all of you to support, especially our Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Joseph. I know there's a lot of Ukrainians who are listening to this radio. Please be generous. It's only to our benefit and our building of faith that we can help each other to walk through this earth, because it's not our home. Sooner or later, God will welcome us in our heavenly home. And let us hope that when everything ends, we'll not stop doing this, because perhaps we'll not see thirsty or hungry, but there's so many people who are thirsty to know that God loves them. There's okay. So many people hungry to know more about faith. And today, unfortunately, we have to learn, or we can learn through radio, through other media, but we need a friend who will walk with us. Once upon a time, it was grandma, mother, your father, or brother who took you. Today, Catholic radio, the rock radio, can be that friend who takes you closer to God.
You're listening to AM 1260 The Rock. This is Father Doug Brown. I'm the chaplain of AM 1260 The Rock. We're on the air with Bishop Danilo of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy. And his words, I could listen to the bishop all afternoon as he talks about our faith and about the challenges of faith, but about the great reward that awaits all of us. And that his words give me such hope.
Unfortunately, in 21st century today, Ukrainians are basically defending the democracy and the principles, you know, that we were and the world wishes to live. And like you said, such a noble way of doing this. And I would like to say thank you to everyone who is praying. We are receiving a note from those soldiers from the front line. And they say, you know, the rockets are coming. They should land military-wise in this place. But for one reason or another, they are not getting the target. And they said, we believe that your prayers are allowing us to live and, you know, and hopefully to see a day after tomorrow. And, you know, those people who saw war, who saw suffering, they understand that love, hope, family are more important than anything else. And especially when we talk about radio, we spend so much time in a cars right now. You know, that's an opportunity when you go to work to hear a Bible quotation. A quotation from somebody to give you a joy to live that day to fullness. So I encourage once again everyone to listen and also to support our rock radio here in the Cleveland greater area, and especially to all the truck drivers. There's a lot of Ukrainians who are driving, and we think they listen to all those songs. Now they are sick already of those songs on the regular radio. They actually probably pray more than me because they listen to Bible all day, those 7-8 hours that they drive, you know, on the highway. They listen to the Word of God. So they probably pray with us and for us more than we sometimes think. So thank you to all of those who deliver food to sustain us on the roads and highways and byways of U.S.
You are so spot on, Bishop. It's so beautiful to watch how people are being formed in the faith as they are doing their daily work. And that is a wonderful thing. And that's what Catholic radio can provide. And Bishop, you'll be happy to know that calls are coming in. People are making pledges, and they are making pledges in honor of Ukraine.
And Bishop, you know, like many other people who don't really leave the United States. I mean, again, I was born here, I raised here. I've never really lived in another country. So the way that I often experience other cultures is through food. I mean, that tends to be what moves me a little bit. And again, Father Doug Brown with Bishop Danilo and Debbie Giorgiani today. So Bishop, what would you suggest that we would try for a Ukrainian meal?
I know Debbie's Italian, so I would say the Ukrainian ravioli, which is the pierogi or vareniki in Ukrainian. You know, they are really very tasty. First of all, I would invite all of our Catholic listeners. Sometimes you drive by to all of those beautiful Eastern churches. Come for prayer. What is unique about our church is they are always very ornated. You know, there are icons. It was Bible through pictures once upon a time. Keep in mind that until beginning of the 20th century, reading and writing was a luxury. Only a few people knew how to read and write. And so those images of Christ, images from the Bible, were often that catechetical aspect. So invite all of you to come and visit us. Also, you know, to enjoy the food. Like you said, there's so many festivals coming up during the summer, and you'll just not only enjoy the beauty, but also spirit and good food of the Ukrainian culture. So you are always welcome. And once again, thank you all for supporting Ukraine through prayer, through telling the truth. You know, we cannot, as Catholic, as Christians in the 21st century, to allow situation that somebody can, you know, kill some other person. It's not just, you know, and our children and grandchildren in the future shouldn't live in this place. We already in 20th century lived through two World War wars, and we promised never again. Let's do it now. Let's say never again. But that also includes that our conscience has to be formed better. And how we can do this? Through radio today, through your parishes. Also, don't forget, COVID is over. Go back to your home parishes, you know. Go spend time over there in prayer. You need this community. We cannot walk alone.
You don't have to be Ukrainian to come to your church, correct?
Indeed, and we have a lot of already generations. You know, keep in mind, in Cleveland area, our presence is over 110 years already. So, you know, third, fourth, almost fifth generation of Ukrainian Americans who married Italian, French, German, and they made home in the Byzantine churches. So you're always welcome. And even those who visit us, you can come, pray with us, and receive the Eucharist. That's the beauty of the know, Catholic Church, that, you know, when I go to the Roman Catholic Church, I receive Eucharist. And when you come to our churches, you can, you know, share in a Eucharistic table. Mm-hmm.
Father, do you know a lot about the Byzantine rites?
A fair amount, just because of the presence in Cleveland. We have, you know, like Bishop Danilo had said, we have many representations of the Eastern Rite here in the Diocese of Cleveland and within the Cleveland area. So certainly some of it. I've often said that God knew what he was doing when he made me a diocesan priest in the Roman Church, because I cannot chant near as well as the Eastern Rite priests do. They do it.
It's beautiful
liturgy. And if you've not been to it, I do encourage you to go, to really experience it for yourself and truly experience it. Don't go like saying, what's happening now? What's going on? Just experience it and allow the liturgy to cascade over your soul.
Yes, that's a great way to say it. And Bishop, I know you have to leave in about 3 minutes, but I want to just ask you this. And in your church, do you do the Eucharist the same way the Byzantine church does it where I live, where it's so beautiful, where you put your head back and they place the Eucharist, like it's almost like a little bird receiving the Eucharist? Do you do that as well?
Yes, the Byzantine churches receive the Eucharist via body and blood on a spoon, you know, so that's what you are describing, you know. It's a gold spoon, and usually faithful receive this way Eucharist in our churches. Mm-hmm. So once again, it's joy to be with you, and please, please support the Catholic Radio, the Rock. You know, it's important in faith formation for all of us here in the greater Cleveland area. And I know you also have, you know, Facebook, and you have, you know, websites, so people throughout the world can join and learn. And what Father just mentioned, you know, we are blessed of having basically a small universe. The beauty of United States was that you don't have to travel to Italy. You just go to Little Italy in Cleveland and you can have the same experience, you know. You can go to the Slavic village, you know, in Parma and have the experience of Ukrainian, Polish and other neighborhoods. So please visit us, but also especially visit your home parish, you know. We can only grow if we are together and we walk together. Somebody wisely said, if you want to finish fast, run by yourself. But if you wish to go far, go with a friend. And Catholic Radio The Rock is your friend who will allow you to go farther than you think.
Beautiful words, Bishop, and we're grateful for that. Before you depart, we ask for your blessing. We are blessed by your presence, but certainly impart your spiritual blessing upon us as well.
I will sing that beautiful troparion that we sing in a time of Easter. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling dead by dead, and to those in the graves giving life. And he granted us life everlasting. We bow to your holy resurrection. May the blessing of the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us today and forever. Amen.